Pads now picked it up.
Baker remains in there. Two receivers right, one on the left for the Badger 43-yard line. First and 10. Mordecai gets the snap. Hands it to Baker again at the left hash marks. 45 up to the midfield stripe.
Jackson.
Thrown down by Tyreen Powell. Just on the Rutgers side of the 50. That's a gain of 7+.
Take that.
Yes, sir. All day. 5 carries, 23 yards for Aker.
Oh, I love what I saw from Rucci there. Shoved his man over onto Jack Nelson, and then he got vertical up on that linebacker, wheeled him out. That allowed for that 7-yard, 8-yard pickup.
And movement up front. And as always happens,
I like
one
that,
side
Jack,
point to the other.
Yeah, clap and make sure those refs know, hey, he jumped into the neutral zone.
Well, they sort this out. Patrick, what do you have on Braylon?
Just want to give a quick update. No sports medicine staff is looking at him. That's the good news. He's lined up on the sidelines with his helmet on. I think they're staying with Aker right now because it's working. Mm. Braylon Allen looks like he's good to go.
All right, here's the penalty.
Disconcerting signals. Defense number 4. 5-yard penalty.
You don't see it called a ton, but you do from time to time where the defense could be clapping, trying to influence the offense into a false start. Disconcerting signals.
Disconcerting signals. What are we doing? I love the Jack there because the left tackle, he moved, but he was drawn off by a disconcerting signal. We'll take it.
For the 44 of Rutgers, first and 10. Mordecai fakes the handoff, looks, throws over the middle. That's caught by Will Pauling inside the 30-yard line. Shaquan Loyal brings him down to the 29 of Rutgers. Badgers on the move, first and 10. Penetrating deeper into Rutgers territory with 9:50 left in the second quarter, 3-0 Wisconsin.
I'll tell you what, Tanner Mordecai's got a clean pocket. He has been on point today, even though he's 6-for-16.
Baker stays in there. Mordecai fakes the handoff to him, now swings it to Jackson, catching outside the numbers. Left side bangs his way inside the 25, and he brought it to Tyreen Powell, who will get credit for the tackle, but it was Jackson Aker initiating the contact in a gain of 6 to the 23 of Rutgers.
He earned that tackle because just a simple swing pass, and Jackson caught it clean, got up and could have just ran out of bounds, said, nah, you know what, I'm young, I'm fresh, let me get a little something here, and he punished Rutgers.
Aiden Rucci, the tight end, in motion, lines up wing on the right side. Will Pauling slot to the right on second down. Mordecai hands to Aker. Room off the right side of the 20, 15. Aker down to the 10-yard line of Rutgers. Shaquan Loyal on the tackle. Pretty good size hole, and Jackson Aker rushing right through it. First and goal, Wisconsin.
But he is. Jackson Aker is looking for contact. He is finding it and saying, lower in the shoulder and just bop.
Braylon Allen in there at running back now. Will Pauling slot left, loops in most of the right. Here's the handoff to Allen off the right side. Bouncing to his left inside the 5-yard line. Fumbled the football. Aaron Lewis with the contact. And Rutgers claiming that it hasn't. And haven't seen the signal yet from this officiating crew. The Rutgers defense heading to the sideline.
Covered by the defense.
Costly fumble as Wisconsin moving in for a score. They put the ball on the ground, and Rutgers will pounce with 8:30 left in the half. Oh, and we will have a timeout here at Camp Randall Stadium. We'll take a break. 8:30 left in the second quarter. Wisconsin 3, Rutgers nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
When you are... Hey friends, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Matza Pizza, and it's time
to celebrate. October is National Pizza Month, so let's cheer the cheese, toast the toppings, and do a little dance for the deliciousness of Brewpub Pizza. At Brewpub, we get it. You're looking for a high-quality premium pizza that's literally an eating extravaganza, not some bland, skimpy, circular concoction that resembles a frozen pizza. Brewpub pizzas are loaded with toppings in every bite, accompanied by the best award-winning mozzarella cheese from Scani. Snag a Brewpub pizza at your local grocery store today.
Rutgers quarterback Max Melton, credited with both the forced fumble and the fumble recovery, knocked it out of Braylon Allen's hands. Rutgers recovers at its own 4-yard line. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
3-0, Wisconsin leads Rutgers. 8:30 left in the first half. The Badgers' defense has been stellar so far, allowing just one first down, and Rutgers with just 58 yards of offense.
That was such a great drive. Mordecai with a couple of easy completions. Jackson Aker pounding it, and then Braylon made a nice cut off of that initial contact, but you get down at all points on the football field, you got to protect the ball. Really costly turnover there. Now the defense is going to be asked to stand up again and make another play.
Jayshon Benjamin, the true freshman in there at running back. Christian Dremel slapped on the right for the Rutgers 4-yard line, first and 10. Into the yard deep in the end zone. Gets the snap. He'll hand it to Benjamin off the right side, and Ben Barton is there to hit him. Gets a little help from C.J. Getz. Benjamin able to take it up to about the 7-yard line on a gain of 3, second and 7 for the Scarlet Knights.
Nice job there by Getz. He didn't go fast enough down the line that the quarterback would keep it and read it, and then he would have had a big gain, but then closed and was able to help out Barton getting him down.
And Ben Barton, Gio Paez, the defensive lineman. Dremel slot to the left now for the Rutgers 7-yard line, second down and 7. Comes it. Has been one guy in the backfield. Takes the handoff to him. Rolling right. Wins it. And C.J. Getz is there to take down the quarterback inside the 5-yard line. They'll mark it the 4, a loss of 3.
Just said it before. Great awareness and doing what he was asked to do. That, not easy. Good athletic quarterback. Does a little pump fake. Getz doesn't buy it and is able to get him down right there, setting up a 3rd and 10.
Dremel and Washington to the left. Receiver out to the right as well. 3rd and 10, Rutgers from its own 4-yard line. One guy, the running back. 7:17 left, first half, 3-0 Wisconsin. Gavin Winsett, the quarterback, a yard deep in the end zone, takes the snap under some pressure. He'll throw it out right side, and it is incomplete. Ian Strong, the intended receiver, Alexander Smith on the coverage. So another 3 and out for the Wisconsin defense.
If that's what you're looking for, you always are talking complimentary football. And normally it's, hey, the offense does something good, now can you validate? Well, when the offense does something bad, you turn the football over. That's complimentary football when the defense says, all right, sudden change, we're not going to let anything else happen. Getting off the field there, you don't want any momentum going Rutgers' way. Great, great effort by this defense.
Lloyd Appleby, 9 yards deep in his own end zone. The kick is in the air. Fair catch signaled by DK, and he will make it at the 39-yard line of Rutgers. A 35-yard punt into the wind, and another big opportunity for this Wisconsin offense. Let's see what they'll do with it this time around. On Wisconsin, the fight's on that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Check one out at your Ford dealer. 6:57 left of the first half. Wisconsin 3, Rutgers nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brewpub, lots and lots of pizza, Old Dutch potato chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Well, the Badgers had the fumble inside the Rutgers 5-yard line. Wisconsin defense got a 3-and-out with a big chance for the offense starting at the Rutgers 39-yard line. 6:57 left in the half. Wisconsin 3, Rutgers nothing.
Yeah, I really think, you know, coming into this game, everybody was talking about Greg Schiano, special teams, and you know, what was going to happen. You know, make sure this, make sure that, button everything up. And I think one of the keys to this game, I know it's a 3-0 game, and it's been a hard-fought, tough game so far, but I really believe that Wisconsin, from a field position standpoint, has been dominating, whether it's their punt unit, their coverage, the amount of hidden yardage so far. I think we had it about 45 or 50 yards already through a quarter and a half. That those little things make up a big difference. And for the defense to stand up when you just have that air come out of the balloon, where Wisconsin has a great drive, Rutgers makes a nice play getting the ball away from Braylon, and to stop him immediately and now start at the 39 to go get those lost points, that is what good complementary football is all about.
Running backs coach Devin Spalding this week says the thing about Braylon is he really gets going when he gets mad. I want to guess he's a little mad right now, so he's
Everybody's
back out
mad.
There.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking Braylon, the ball's at the 39 of Rutgers. They give it to him. Might be a house call. Let's
I
see.
Love it.
Trips to the right on first down. They want to throw it. Mordecai shoots it to the right. Caught by Will Pauling inside the 35. And he is thrown down by Shaquan Loyal at the 34-yard line. That works as well. Gain of 5. Second down for Wisconsin.
Nice, easy, quick catch and quick pitch and catch. That's what we're looking for. Just continue to stay in those good, manageable down and distances.
Trey Wettig at right guard now. We've seen him work at both guard spots. Braylon Allen will shift to the right of the quarterback. Two receivers left, one on the right. Mordecai will keep it as he showed it, kept it, and he gets stopped at the line of scrimmage. Cliff Dixon was there out of the secondary. Jordan Thompson, a defensive lineman. They combine to make the stop. Third down and 5, Wisconsin at the Rutgers 34.
I'll tell you what, football is a heck of a lot easier up here. You're watching it, and you see, well, if he handed it to Braylon, Braylon made the guy miss. Well, he didn't have the football. That was one of those where it's a tough decision for Tanner, and he obviously didn't make the right call on that.
Rolling slot left. C.J. Williams out to the right. Third and 5, Wisconsin at the Rutgers 34-yard line. 5:48 left in the half. 3-0 Wisconsin. Mordecai to throw. Looks left. Throws left. And a sliding catch is made inside the 30-yard line of Rutgers. That was Pauling on the catch. And a gain of 6 and a first down for the Badgers at the 28-yard line, Rutgers territory.
Big boy throw there. A snap fluttered a little bit, and Tanner Mordecai threw it all the way across. Nice shot by Pauling, knowing where to be, just right at the sticks. Threw it. Wasn't the greatest, but he was able to secure it, get that first down.
Two receivers right, one on the left. Allen in there at running back. Mordecai fakes the handoff to him. He'll throw it out right side. Hangs in the air for Pauling. Got tied up. Incomplete. Shaquan Loyal with step-for-step coverage. Badgers have been taking their shots, but nothing to show for it so far. They did get a pass interference call in the first quarter, but I haven't hit one yet. Second down and 10 at the Rutgers 28-yard line with 5:09 left in the half.
Yeah, not to make any excuses. I do think there's a lot more wind than we're assuming, because we've seen not only from Mordecai, but we've seen it on both sides.
Trips to the right on second down. Mordecai will read it, pull it, room to the right, 25 to the 20. Mordecai slides to the turf at the 18-yard line of Rutgers, and that will be a first down. This trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers.
That Tanner had me fooled there. I thought he handed it. I got tackled. Really good read. I gave him a little grief the last play where he didn't read it right. Boy, he read it right there. And then again, go and get yards. Slide down, pick it up.
From the 18 of Rutgers, first and 10. And Mordecai was an errant snap, but he pulls it down, hand off Braylon up the middle, cutting left to the 15, to the 10, Allen to the 5, Allen to the end zone, touchdown Wisconsin, Braylon Allen from 18 yards away.
What? You know what? Sometimes maybe this flutter snap might be the new play because the ball came up and Mordecai had to make a jump. And I don't know if that throws everybody off, but it seems like great adjustment handoff. And I don't know if Braylon got touched. Nice job by the fellas up front to get Braylon into that next end and then take it to the house for Braylon Allen.
First touchdown of this game, 9-0 Wisconsin. Nathaniel Vakos on to attempt the extra point. It is in the air, and it is good. We will hold it here as we check out the scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. 6 plays, 39 yards, 2 minutes, 29 seconds. As the Badgers capitalize on the great field position, 4:28 left in the first half. Wisconsin 10, Rutgers nothing. Patrick, what do you have?
I think you might be right about Braylon Allen running angry when he came to the sideline there. Not a lot of celebration on his behalf. His teammates wanted to. He was pretty stoic and pretty mean mugging. Like, yep, we did that. We got to do it again.
It was funny on Luke Fickell's radio show this week. Devin Spaulding, the running backs coach, was talking about that. He says, yeah, that's one thing we've really noticed about him. He is really good when he's mad. And Luke Fickell said, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I could do that. I could get him mad.
Yeah, that's all part of the process when you're not at, you know, when you're getting new and you're trying to figure out, you know, players are trying to figure out coaches what they're looking for. Players are trying, or coaches are trying to figure out what makes these guys tick. But that was the case. Some snaps this half, it's been a little fluttery. That was Tanner Mordecai again, jumping up to his right and getting it down quick in onto the left, giving it to Braylon. Good clean handoff after the snap. And then the blocking up front, Braylon made one guy miss as he got down closer into the red zone, picked up his feet, and is able to get himself into the end zone. And as Patrick said, not a ton of celebrate, because I'm sure the competitor, even though you get a touchdown, you're excited, you're still thinking about what you did on the drive prior and building off of that anger. Matt called it. I got to give old LaPe Romo up here some credit. It took him a little longer than what Romo does, but that was the Braylon Allen drive and finished it off with a beautiful run.
Got there eventually, right? And you know what? In fairness to Tanner Bordellini, he's played center before. It's asking him a ton. And make no mistake, this staff loves him. Mark, you appreciate offensive linemen. His toughness, mm-hmm. his versatility, that's a lot on his plate, and he's handled it very well.
They ask the center to do a lot in this offense, and especially with a team that has a nose right over the top of him. Tanner Bordellini is tough. I think he's trying to figure this thing out, too. He's, you know, whether or not, you know, he's going to end up bouncing around or if he's going to stay at center, we'll find all that out as the season's going. But he is as tough as they come, and you know what? You want the snaps to get back there faster, of course, but what so far that play was executed, you're not getting a ton of you're not getting the turnovers, but you do have to get that cleaned up. Back to the average field start. Wisconsin, 6 drives have started at the 45. Rutgers and their 5 drives have started at the 18.
Old hidden yards. Here's Jack Van Dyke, kick in the air. Rashad Rochelle signals for the fair catch. He won't bother. That sails over his head for the touchback. No one gets closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered. Anywhere you go, get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023.
Yeah, and now you wonder, you know, Rutgers wants to run the football. They want to play physical. And you start wondering, all right, it's 4 minutes, 28 seconds left in the half. You deferred. You're down 10, though. Now, that's why that touchdown was so important. You limited it after the turnover, and now you wonder, is Rutgers going to stay in their game plan, or are they going to start getting a little antsy?
On the ground, Rutgers has all of 18 yards. 2 receivers right, 1 on the left. Kyle Manungai is the running back. Snap to Wimsett. He's going to run it. The quarterback off the left side across the 25-yard line. Gets covered up by Kurt Neal at about the 30. Rodgers defensive lineman, redshirt freshman out of North Carolina. Gain of 5. Second down and 5 for the Scarlet Knights.
And that's where they've had the most success so far is 17 yards. Not a ton of success running it, but just going off a left tackle, using their tailback as kind of the lead blocker for their QB, and they were able to pick up a quick 5.
Christian Dremel slot on the right side. Monungai, the running back, to the right of his quarterback, Gavin Wimsett. Second down and 5, Rutgers, from the Scarlet Knights' 30-yard line. Wimsett with a look over to the Rutgers sideline. Calls for the ball, gets the snap. He'll feed Monungai up the middle, up the hash marks on the left side. And he gets wrapped up at the 33-yard line. Hunter Waller on the bottom of the pile. Third down and 2. Rutgers 0-for-5 in this first half, converting on third down. It's third and a little more than 1, actually. Ball just shy of the Rutgers 34-yard line.
Really fun to watch Hunter Waller. If you want to just watch a fun cat and mouse battle, is he blitzing? Is he getting, what's he got going on? He tips you a lot. Quarterback's looking out at him, and he is trying to mess with him as much as he can.
Jordan Turner, Muma Jungmeta, the inside linebackers, and here's the handoff to Monungai. Brushes off a tackle attempt, a little step to his right, and he'll get the first down across the 35 to the 37-yard line, stopped by Kurt Neal, and that's the first third down conversion today for Rutgers. We have 2:50 left in the half, 10-0 Wisconsin.
Oh, and we were in position to get Monungai down on the ground. Give him credit. He bounced and was able to go and grit out a yard or two.
He's a tough runner, Kyle Monungai. The Badgers have kept him in check so far. From Rutgers 37-yard line, first and 10. Two receivers right, one on the left. Wimsett will fake the handoff, throws over the middle. That is caught by Jaquay Jackson, and he gets belted by Kamoi Latu across the 45 to the 49-yard line. Gain of 12, and another first down for Rutgers. 2:18 left in the half. Rutgers has 2 timeouts available. They had to burn one on a special teams moment in the first quarter. 2 receivers left, 1 on the right. Now the 2:02 left in the half. First and 10, Rutgers from its own 49-yard line. Very deliberate offensively. This Rutgers offense. Snap to Wimsett. Pressure coming. A throw to the right, and it is dropped by Monungai. Hunter Waller belts him for good measure. And it's second and 10, Rutgers from their own 49 with 1:48 left in the first half.
Well, we've been talking a lot about how Rutgers has been able to get some pressure on Mordecai. Wide open blitzers there. Both Jungmeta and Jordan Turner come flying through. And then Hunter Waller, just for fun, making sure, you know what, you want to try catching that pass out in the flat? You're going to drop it, and I'm going to give you a lick.
And get smacked. 2 receivers right, 1 on the left. Second and 10, Rutgers from the Scarlet Knights 49-yard line. Wimsett gets the snap, 4-man rush, a throw to the left on the sideline. Jaquay Jackson, the catch inside the 30, down to the 25-yard line. Coverage from Alexander Smith. That is good concentration from Jaquay Jackson, a D2 transfer. As the story goes, had a fair amount of major college traffic, and you see why on that reception.
Yeah, that was just the old back shoulder. We're going to throw it up. We got one-on-one coverage. Pretty good coverage. Smith wanted a PI, and I wouldn't blame him. There was a lot of hand fighting. I don't mind that they didn't call it, but I can understand why he was asking for it.
1:20, clock running left in the half of the Badger 25-yard line. First and 10, Jayshon Benjamin back in there at running back. 2 receivers left, 1 on the right. Wimsett gets the ball. 4-man rush. Wimsett steps up. He'll pull it down and run. Inside the 20, still up 15. Left side of the 10 to the 5. And run down from behind at the 4-yard line of Wisconsin. First and goal, Rutgers, with 1:01 left in the half.
That's what you're always afraid of as a coordinator. You have a dual threat quarterback like Rutgers has. He's able to get through the pocket and then pick up a big chunk.
On first and goal, Monungai the handoff, and he gets drilled right away. Ben Barton and Jordan Turner are there to get Monungai to the ground. Outside the 5-yard line, they'll mark at the 6 on a loss of 2. Clock continues to run. 40 seconds left in the first half. Remember, Rutgers will get the second half kickoff, so big chance for the Scarlet Knights to get right back into it. 10-0 Wisconsin. Down to 30 seconds left in the half. 2 receivers right, 1 on the left. Second and goal at the 6. And one guy, the running back, to the left of the quarterback. Gavin Winsett takes the snap. Badgers bring in heat. Winsett throws to the right. Picked off Ricardo Holman at the 10. Left side 20. He's to the 30. To the 40. Holman the 50. To the 40. Angles right 30. 20. 10. 5. Touchdown Wisconsin. Ricardo Holman from one end of the yard to the other and to the house. And it's 16 to nothing. Wisconsin.
What a job by Holman to see and read that. That was a predetermined read. Just try to get a little congestion out on the right pylon of Rutgers end zone, and he read it beautifully. And once he made and secured the catch, all he had to do was outrun the quarterback. He was able to do that. And what a turn of events where it could have been go down, get six. Instead, Wisconsin grabs it. It takes six and goes up 16-0.
96 yards on the return from Ricardo Holman. PAT from Vaikos is good. Ricardo had two interceptions in the Purdue game. He gets himself a pick six here. Four INTs on this season so far for the young man out of Miami, Florida. 4 seconds left in the half. 17 to nothing, Wisconsin. Patrick, what do you have?
Well, if Braylon Allen wasn't celebrating his touchdown, Rico Holman certainly was. Behind the bench, pumping up the crowd, chest bumping every player he could find. This crowd, that's about as loud as I've heard Cam Randall, I think, this season. Electrifying play just before the half to totally change the momentum.
Hey, Tausch, when I talk to Rico, I want to ask him, how many times do you see the replay of that?
I bet, you know, I'm guessing if I was him, I'd say it's been on a loop. Because that was, again, it's a play that a lot of teams run down to the goal line. You try and pick a guy, and then you throw it to that back corner pylon. That's what the play is. And I think he just thought that he had him. Holman stayed back and read it beautifully, and that was as easy of a pick six. Again, it's always easy from up here, but all he had to do, catch it, secure it. I think he was kind of surprised. Can't believe he threw that. And then he's able to take it to the house. What a change in momentum.
Boy, no kidding. Jack Van Dyke with the kick. Fair catch signaled, and Rashad Rochelle could have let that go out of bounds, perhaps, but when in doubt, grab it, and they'll start at the 25-yard line. 4 seconds left in the first half. Yeah, you're thinking this is about to be a 10-7 game, and Rutgers is receiving the kickoff in the second half, but the pick six, officially 95 yards from Ricardo Holman, and suddenly, instead of 10-7, it's 17-0, Wisconsin.
And that's, you always have to be ready to make those big plays, and you don't know, sometimes it's very difficult, sometimes they come right to you, but that was the case where obviously you study film, you understand what concept somebody's trying to do. So that play, while it looked easy on Saturday, I'm sure you study, you go through it, and Holman had an idea what was happening. He sat back on the route, and here we go, 17-0.
And Wimsett will go ahead and backpedal, looking. Now he'll drop to a knee as the first half has come to an end. So what work in this first half by the Wisconsin defense, ending it with a bang, the 95-yard pick six from Ricardo Holman. We are halfway through this homecoming day matchup here in Madison. Our score at the half, Wisconsin 17, Rutgers nothing. Coming up, Mike Keller has our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, Mark Tosher here. My wife Sarah and I are proud to be partnering with American Family Insurance to support the American Family Children's Hospital.
As parents, we know how important a supportive and caring children's hospital can be.
And we need your help. Go to amfamkids.org today to donate and help us ensure children receive the care they need.
From now through the end of the football season, American Family Insurance will match every dollar you donate up to $50,000 to support the children's hospital.
Thank you, and go Badgers!
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30 where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30 right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a chance for scattered rain showers. Highs around 53. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers again tonight. Lows level off around 38. Cloudy skies. Overcast skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 53. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 49.
That goes nine plays and nearly 70 yards, and they've got a first and goal inside the Badger 6-yard line, and it ends up with a pick six that goes back 95 yards the other way by Ricardo Holman. And the Badgers turn what might have been a much different walk into their run up their tunnel into the locker room, in which the lead could have been cut to single digits. And instead, Wisconsin takes a 17-0 lead at the break. Listen, Rutgers did not move the ball in the first half. Wisconsin's defense has been stout. In the second possession of the first half, Rutgers did pick up a first down. But otherwise, they were three and out, five plays in a punt, then three and out again, three and out, three and out before that long drive that ends in a pick six. Braylon Allen also in the first half here, 10 carries, 49 yards. He did have the fumble inside the red zone at the 4-yard line that was a turnover and a significant one, but he came back on the next possession and found the end zone. At the break, it is Wisconsin 17 and Rutgers nothing. When we come back, we'll check around the Big Ten and the college football scoreboard. Bill Schmid will join me in a few minutes. At the break, it is Wisconsin 17 and Rutgers nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. A cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
American Family Insurance Halftime Report continues, and we get a scoreboard update presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. In the Big Ten, it is Maryland pulling an upset late in the first half at fourth-ranked and undefeated Ohio State. By the way, the Terrapins are undefeated as well, just unranked. They're 5-0, 2-0 in the Big Ten. They lead the Buckeyes in Columbus, a minute 36 to play in the first half. Ohio State fourth-ranked in the country. It's 10-7 Maryland in that one right now. And, of course, here it's 17-0 Wisconsin. Other Big Ten play last night. Nebraska beat Illinois 20-7. Three other games later today. Northwestern at home at a conference with Howard. That game is at 2 o'clock. Purdue will play at Iowa at 2:30. And tonight, number 2 Michigan on the road against 3-2, 1-1 of the Big Ten, Minnesota. Other top 25 action not involving Big Ten teams. It is number 12, Oklahoma at number 3, Texas. And the Sooners lead 4:45 to play in the second quarter. It's 17-14, Oklahoma. Missouri, number 21 in the country at home, leads LSU 22-17. When we come back, I'll visit with Bill Schmidt, one of our hosts of the Badger postgame show, alongside of Tim Scott, as we continue our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance. Continues in a moment. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
From Dane to Foles.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right, no charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
We continue on the American Family Insurance Halftime Report from Camp Randall Stadium. It is 17-0 Wisconsin over Rutgers at the break. That might be a little deceiving, but we'll get to that in a moment. I'm Mike Heller. Bill Schmidt joins me, one of the hosts of the Badger postgame show alongside of Tim Scott. Bill, that drive that Rutgers has, because they begin the second half with the football, that drive that goes 79 yards but then ends up in a pick six. Little things, big things sometimes change games. Nothing bigger than that Rico Holman 95-yard pick six.
A fantastic read by him, seeing the route, simple slant, flat concept. Mike, and that was the first time Rutgers had moved the football at all.
Yeah.
Going into that drive, one first down. This game looks completely different if it's not for Holman jumping that one just before the Rutgers receiver could even turn around and see him.
So Wisconsin, after losing Ches Malusi 15 days ago in the game at Purdue, we thought we might see more from Braylon Allen. In the first half, 10 carries, 49 yards, ran a little angry after that fumble inside the red zone.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Jackson Aker, stand up. Great work. Being able to step up and not fill the exact role, because nobody's really going to beat Ches Malusi, I think, that right now is on this roster. But they're going to have to lean in on your veterans. You're going to have to lean in on the guys that you believe are hopefully going to run you through October into November. Good start for Braylon on that side of it.
There's nothing statistically that jumps off the page at you, with the exception that you talked about before Rutgers' final drive. They had only had one first down. Tanner Mordecai's not lighting it up necessarily. 9 of 20 for 89 yards. No touchdowns in the first half. But Wisconsin has seemingly been in control. That's why that turnover late by Rutgers is such a huge play in the game.
Well, in just one drive in that first half, Mike, where the Badger offense doesn't at least get a first down.
Right.
And we've talked about it a bunch of times already early on in the season, to get this rhythm offense. And many people have still wanted that air raid style, a little bit more Big Ten style here today, running the ball. You got to get that first down. All but one drive, the Badgers have been able to gather momentum, and they've had more scoring opportunities. Two times they've stalled out.
To your point, the Badgers have had six drives in the first half. Only two ended up in punts. The first one a field goal, then a couple of punts. They miss a field goal, turn it over on a fumble, and then the last one is a 39-yard touchdown drive. What is key for you as they come out of the locker rooms to start the second?
What has to have been the initiative coming into the game, being able to halt this Rutgers run game, right? Greg Schiano teams are going to want to control the football. They're going to want to control the line of scrimmage. I think Rutgers has done a decent job this year, and Wisconsin had not necessarily shown an ability to stand up firm and get off the field time and time again in their run defense. Mike, that's going to still have to be the key. Rutgers on that other sideline, they're going to try to stay true to who they are.
By the way, my phone was ringing. Vegas is calling, and they're wondering where you are.
Well, people that were investing in on the under of 44.5 really like that end of the first half.
When you're going to go to Vegas on the Packers Radio Network dime, well, maybe not on their dime, but nonetheless, you're going to be out there after you do the Badger postgame show today with Tim Scott.
Long day, man, but this is why
we'll be
love
all
it.
Right.
Heck of a day.
I think
Heck
you can job. Handle it. Yeah. Coming up next, our American Family Insurance halftime report continues. A look at the first half stats presented by Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Construction Business Group. It is 17-0 Wisconsin at the break. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. At Correct Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Badger football is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Now with the call of the second half, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
An electrifying end of the first half, the Ricardo Hallman 95-yard interception return for a touchdown, and instead of it being maybe 10-7 Wisconsin, it's 17-0 Wisconsin as we get ready for the second half. A couple of minutes ago, Patrick Herb caught up with head coach Luke Fickell.
Well, sometimes players just need to make big plays, don't they? That Ricardo Hallman interception sure changed momentum there.
It did. They were moving the ball, and they were playing the field position battle. The first 4 minutes, the last 4 minutes of the first half and the first 4 minutes of the second half, I'm sure they were planning for that, getting the ball, and we made a big play. He made a big play.
Physicality, being able to run the ball, important for both teams today. Wisconsin's had a lot of success in that. You got to like we see from Allen and Aker.
Yeah, we got to hold on the football, but I think that we got to come out the second half, establish the line of scrimmage, do what we've been doing offensively, but I think we got to pound a little bit more.
Keep it going, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, guys, thank you very much. First half stats presented by the Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Construction Business Group, Building Wisconsin Together. .com. 200 yards of offense for Wisconsin, 89 through the air, 111 on the ground, 119 yards for Rutgers, just 5 first downs for the Scarlet Knights, 1 of 6 on third down. Tanner Mordecai, 9 of 20 through the air, 89 yards. Gavin Winsett, 5 of 12 for 78, and then the big interception at the end of the half. Rutgers has but 41 rushing yards. And by the way, I want to circle back to Wisconsin, 111 on the ground. Rutgers came in averaging, allowing 98.5 per game. So Wisconsin running it well. And Tausch, I thought it was interesting there, Luke Fickell talking to Patrick Herb saying we got to pound it more in the second half. So, you know, we can talk air raid all we want. I don't get the impression, I don't know if we're going to see ground and pound, but it looks like they're going to try to run it here and see if Rutgers can actually stop them.
Yeah, a lot of success, and I think coming in we weren't sure, how that was going to look. But I think Jackson Aker gave a huge lift in that second quarter. And then Braylon, puts it on the ground, which you heard Fickell say, can't have it. We all know that. But then came back, and I really think, yes, that Hallman pick is a huge play in that. Hopefully will be the play of the game. But I firmly believe after that turnover, with the defense being able to get off the field three and out, then your special teams get you the ball back at the 39-yard line. And then, Braylon, you let your guy get back out there. A lot of times you'll punish a player when they make a mistake. I like when you say, you know what? I trust you. I want you back out there. You called it, albeit 5 or 6 plays later.
You don't have to add that part.
That's true. Great job. Matt called it the next play, touchdown. But Braylon Allen was able to pound it, get in, and get that touchdown. And that play, I thought, really swung the momentum back. So the complimentary football aspect we always talk about, it's been on full display this afternoon.
Braylon with 10 carries, 49 yards, and the 18-yard touchdown. And to Tausch's point, Jackson Akers, 6 carries, 44 yards. 7.3, you take that all day.
And, you also made the nice catch in the open field. And what you could tell, there's sometimes you don't know how a guy's going to react. when you start getting in more playing time and splitting reps and doing all those things. He is wanting contact. You saw it on the boundary over on Rutgers sideline, and you're seeing he is ready to rock and roll this afternoon.
All right, here we go. Rutgers receiving, going south to north, right to left as we view it in the third quarter. Jack Van Dyke's kick is in the air, and there will be no return. Sails over the head of Rashad Rochelle, and the Scarlet Knights will start at their 25-yard line. And the second half is underway. 17-0, Wisconsin leads Rutgers.
Yeah, and this is a point here where you're the defensive side of the ball, and you know you just gutted them. The momentum, they go in the locker room, and I'm sure Shiano is thinking 10-7 or 10-3 at the worst, and now is where you can really stomp on somebody. You don't let them catch their breath and get back into this. This is where good teams learn how you take care of when you see these swings, make sure you continue on with it.
Jayshon Benjamin is the running back. Christian Dremel slot on the left side. First and 10 Rutgers from its own 25-yard line. First play from scrimmage in the third quarter. The handoff to Benjamin, and Daryl Peterson is there to wrap him up and send him to the ground at the 26-yard line on a gain of one.
Just a nice read by Peterson of where the ball was going, making sure that he kept it inside, and then squeezing down, making a nice play on to set up a second and nine here.
Kyle Manungai will check into the backfield for Jayshon Benjamin. Second down and nine, Rutgers from its own 26-yard line. Two receivers left, one on the right. Manungai to the left of the quarterback. Wimsett takes the snap. He fakes the handoff, looks to throw over the middle. That's caught across the 35-yard line. Isaiah Washington brought down by Nizer Forcurine, the quarterback. Gain of 14 and a first down for Rutgers at its own 40-yard line.
Good little play action there, and delivered the ball right on stride. That was just well executed by Rutgers.
And the Scarlet Knights get back on the ball. Two receivers right, one on the left. First and 10 from the Scarlet Knights 40-yard line. Benjamin back in, or check that. Manungai is in there now at running back. And no, it is Benjamin, and he gets the handoff off the left hash marks, and he is wrapped up by James Thompson Jr. Gain of two or three. They'll give him three to the 43-yard line. Second down and seven. They're really rotating those backs. But guy, which is six first half carries for 12 yards. Benjamin stays in there at that position. Second down and seven, Rutgers at its own 43. Dremel slot on the right. Isaiah Washington comes out wide to the left. Johnny Langan, the tight end, left side of the formation. Jaquan Jackson wide to the right, starts the motion to the formation, wins it to throw, shoots it to the right, and that is caught across midfield. Ricardo Hallman on the coverage. That was Jaquan Jackson on the catch at the 49 of Wisconsin. First and 10 Rutgers. So a little motion toward the formation, then Jackson broke back outside, and Rutgers back on the Wisconsin side of the 50. 12:38 left third quarter, 17-0 Wisconsin. Manungai in there at running back now. Two receivers left, Jackson is wide, Dremel in the slot. Isaiah Washington comes out to the right, and the snap to Wimsett. He's going to run it. Nope, guy pulls back, he'll throw it. High arching pass, hanging up in the air, and it's almost intercepted. Well, that was intended for Isaiah Washington. Forcurine back there along with Hunter Waller, a very dangerous throw. Rutgers fortunate to have a second and 10.
That was a case that was dialed up, and a lot of times when you try some trickeration, which was an option, and he was passing that the entire way, Wisconsin did not bite. They played exactly how they're supposed to, and Hunter Waller, he is going to be upset with himself. He again tried to go high point it, was unable to catch it, but great job of staying home and reading the play.
Second and 10 Rutgers at the Wisconsin 49-yard line. Two receivers left, one on the right. The running back Manungai will shift to the right side of the quarterback. Snap to Wimsett, looking, fires, and it's almost intercepted. Wide of the target, which was Jaquan Jackson. Or Jaquay Jackson, beg your pardon. And the pass nowhere near the intended receiver. It's third down and 10, Rutgers.
We got away with one there.
We sure did.
Wisconsin, I can't pick
Forcurine.
Up.
Isaiah Forcurine, yep.
Jumped off sides, and thankfully, hey, we'll take it. No call. I thought that was a free play opportunity for Rutgers, but we're sitting here and it's 3rd and 10, not 2nd and 5.
Jeff Petrosky, Caden Johnson getting in there at the outside linebacker spots. Rutgers at sub. The Badgers now have that chance to do so. Play clock winding down at 2 and 1, and Shiano, noticing that, got the timeout just in time. So Rutgers burning one early in this second half as they subbed a bit late. So the Badgers were able to sub, burn time off the clock, and we will take a timeout here at Camp Randall. Everyday style is easy with favorite looks for family fun and saving a ton. Whether you're savoring the last moments of summer or gearing up for school and all things fall, we've got you covered. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com today. 12-14 left of the third quarter. Wisconsin 17, Rutgers nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Keep your engines and carburetors protected with Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It keeps fuel fresh for up to 24 months and prevents gum and varnish buildup, ensuring quick and easy starts. A 32-ounce bottle of Stabil Fuel Stabilizer treats up to 80 gallons of fuel and is only $8.99 after rebate. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through October 8th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
From Dane to Bull.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Around the corner.
Around the country.
Or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
Potawatomi Casino Hotel, all the 24-7 gaming, exquisite dining, a luxurious hotel, and countless ways to win. Your win is waiting. Details and hotel reservations at paysbig.com. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
So your hometown news sports? Talk and sports station
yes.
is locally grown radio.
I've got it.
The moon. FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Around the corner.
Around the country.
Or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz.
The Israeli Air Force has been bombing buildings in Gaza today after a deadly surprise attack on Israel by the Iranian-backed Palestinian Islamist group Hamas. At least 100 Israelis are dead, as many as 1,000 injured. The Palestinian Health Authority says 198 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli retaliatory attacks.
President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to express the U.S.'s support for the people of Israel. He also told Israel's leader that the U.S. stands ready to provide appropriate means of support. In a statement, the president called the attack horrific and condemned what he called an appalling assault against Israel by Hamas terrorists. Biden warned against any other hostile party seeking to take advantage of the situation and, quote, "My administration's support for Israel's security is rock solid and unwavering." Biden also said he will remain in close touch with Netanyahu. Gabrielle Lake, CBS News. The White House.
The Israeli military now says it's prepared to call up hundreds of thousands of reservists to defend against the biggest attack on Israel in years. Florida Governor and Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis reacting to the attack today.
As Americans this morning, we all stand with the state of Israel, who is undergoing a terrorist attack by Hamas.
The U.S. is without an elected Speaker of the House, a position second in line.